Josh Linton is still with us in studio, and we just talked about his experiences at Vasaloppet,
yes.
And a lot of people being out skiing. Another time a lot of Norwegians are out skiing is over Easter, and they're up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. And I did promise you I would try to teach you some Norwegian traditions.
Looking forward to it.
Because you do, after all, have some Norwegian blood in you.
Correct.
So,
proudly so.
Yep, that's good to hear. So. How much Norwegian traditions did you guys uphold when you were a kid?
Oh, sadly, I don't think we had. I think the big poster of we had a big beautiful photo of Bergen in our living room.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of longingly looked at on a regular basis. I think that was probably the closest thing that we kept to home. So my grandmother was 100% Norwegian. My father, therefore, a half, and my brothers and I a quarter. So as far as tradition, I think we tried to kind of. Make it up as we go, I think.
Yeah.
As I said, I dress up as a Viking every year for Halloween as well, so I think that's as close as we got to it.
Exactly. But it's all about keeping at least small parts of the traditions going. So, but if you ever go to Norway, mm-hmm. over winter, going skiing in the mountains, and particularly over Easter when it starts to get a little bit warmer, the snow is still beautiful and nice, the sun is up longer, because as you know, getting pretty dark during the wintertime and really light during the summertime in Norway. So imagine yourself being out skiing, walking up in the mountains, quite a few people around. Maybe not as many as up in Vasaloppet at the same time, but still a few. You walk up for a few hours, then you find a little small hill there, and you dig up a little shelter wall to protect you from the wind, preferably facing the sun, so you can sit there leaning back. And then
Sounds amazing. I have
brought a backpack here with some ingredients that we normally would have when we sit down there. So I'll let you open it.
I was hoping you got plane tickets. I want to go there now, actually.
No, unfortunately
okay,
not.
Next time.
But all right. Check out in there.
I've got the backpack in hand now. All right.
Yeah. And let us see and describe for the listeners what you can find.
All right. Wow. Interesting. Okay. So... Yeah. Here we are. So we've got a little white package here.
See if you find another one up in there.
Okay.
I've written names on it.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Yes. I wanted yours, actually. I trusted yours first. So, Frank, I'll hand you yours.
Thank you.
All right. Got mine here.
Yeah. Let me see.
Josh, good and official. So we've got the wax paper.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's how we normally then wrap our little packed lunch is in the wrapping paper like that.
Nice. All right, so we've got a couple pieces of bread.
Yep.
Beautiful little brown bread here.
Mm-hmm. And can you see what's inside there?
Okay, so at first glance, this is the American in me coming up, but it looks like peanut butter. It looks like. and butter itself. So
yeah, well,
by that laugh, I think it's quite safe to say that this is not peanut butter.
Not peanut butter. It is it's the bread.
Yep.
It's the it's normal butter,
yep.
And then there's a layer of brown cheese,
okay.
Which is the very typical Norwegian brown cheese.
Right, okay. And, this is a first. I've actually not seen this before.
You haven't? So.
Oh.
Well, then you should...
Can I eat this?
Yes,
I really
want
to eat this.
Yeah,
okay,
do.
I'm going in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
I took a big bite.
Yep. Josh Linton is now trying brown cheese for the first time on bread.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, well...
Can I have yours as well? All right. Well,
yep.
I thought that there was going to be a funny little initiation. So the scene that you just described, sounded like heaven. I mean, it just sounds absolutely amazing going up and finding a place on the, you know, on the hillside and sitting in the sun. So I thought, you know, there might be like a hazing initiation as in like, you know, to get there, you have to do something horrible, like eat awful brown cheese. But this is great. So eating this on the hillside is, I'm going to go now.
Yeah. And another thing we quite often have, we have a, which wasn't in the backpack, but I have served it in a cup next to you there.
Yep.
It's normally we have a thermos, a sort of a hot water or a water bottle with hot drinks in it.
Okay.
And normally we have either cocoa or hot chocolate,
yep.
Or we have solbærsaft, which is blackberry or blackcurrant juice.
Oh, okay. Right.
So that's what I made
for
you there, yeah. And quite often you have it there. But we don't really need the thermoses down here, so I don't have one, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So it's almost the whole experience. But
It's almost, but at least you get the drink,
so
you can try that
one
as well.
I will do. And at first glance, looking down into this cup, it gives me a flashback of blueberry soup, actually. Being right back there, took me right back. Okay,
yep.
Drinking this now. I want an entire thermos of this. I love this. Yes, yep. Absolutely. This is great.
Yeah. So, and that will be very, very typical how we'll do a trip out in the mountains. And
as if I didn't have enough reason to want to go to Norway again. Like, now there's two more.
Yep. So let's check out if there's some more in the in the backpack.
Jeez. It was like my birthday.
Yeah, well.
All right. Yeah. We've got this.
Yeah, have you seen that one before?
I've not seen it, and shall I give a try pronouncing it?
Yeah, let's try.
Kvik lunch?
Yeah, quick lunch?
Yeah, yes. Yes, okay. Is there one for you and one for me?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
So, this is the quintessential Norwegian hiking chocolate.
Is it?
Whenever you're going out hiking in the nature, you bring a quick lunch.
All right.
And any Norwegian,
no hiking.
Yeah, basically.
Those are the rules. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So, everyone is bringing that one. It's, whenever you're going out, now, that's the chocolate you have.
Now, you have to have this when hiking, but can you have this when not hiking? As in, can I have it right now, or do
yes,
I need to wait?
Yes, you can have it now.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
We are, after all, testing you here, see
exactly
how you like.
It's actually borderline cruelty if you give me some Norwegian chocolate and then say I have to go for a hike to actually eat it. That's great.
Yeah?
That's really good. Okay.
Well, I think you start to really qualify. No, there shouldn't be too much.
Okay.
So, and I would say, probably if you ask the listeners, there might be one more thing that they would say is you have to have for a proper Easter trip.
Okay, so there's a cliffhanger here. All right.
Well, I'm not saying not be too excited, but it's no danger or anything either for that one.
No.
But there is one more.
Okay, shall I go back to the backpack?
Yeah, let's
All right,
do
back
that.
To the backpack. Well, this is really exciting. This looks vaguely familiar.
Yeah, I think you tried that before.
Yes, I have. An orange.
Yes, so, exactly.
Okay. Did I pronounce that in Norwegian?
No, in Norwegian, it's called appelsin.
Appelsin.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's a normal appelsin or an orange. Nothing in that sense special about it. We don't really grow oranges in Norway anyway, so you have to import them. So it'll be the same as the oranges you get around the world, but having them when you're out skiing is, again, you just have
to
have it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this completes a complete meal then. So this is great. So we've got our orange, our chocolate, the bread, butter, and brown cheese, and our blackcurrant warm drink.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you
I
have
could
that
do this
in
regularly.
Your backpack, and that's a couple of other hours. Nice trip out there with some good friends going out, chilling out. Beautiful weather out. You have the sun just sort of baking you and keeping you warm in the winter.
Well, we couldn't get ourselves to Norway over Easter, but we brought a little piece of it here in the studio. So this is great.
That's what I thought. I think that also brought some good memories for some of the listeners, hope. So,
good. Well, hello to everyone listening. And as beautiful and amazing as Sydney is, I'm very envious that they get to have a meal like this actually in Norway. So hopefully I get to do that one day myself soon.